News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Ireland is likely to produce less housing over the next 2 to 3 years than we did in 2023. Not more. That's according to a new report from construction consultant Mitchell McDermott. Paul Mitchell is co-founder and director of Mitchell McDermott and co-author of the report. He joins us now. Paul, a pretty pessimistic report. Just give us the headline figures.
Yeah, unfortunately, like the reports follow the data. So housing output was down 7% last year to 30,000 units. And that's against a backdrop of a 50,000 unit target going forward. One-off housing was slightly down, but holding its own. Scheme housing or housing estates, slightly up 5%. But the main culprit here was apartments, down 24%. And, you know, that could have been worse, apart from government incentives. The LDA approved housing bodies, which helped to shore up the output. But we desperately need international capital to come back into the market to fund our build to rent. And we basically need two things for that to happen. One is a lowering interest rate environment, which is happening. And the other one is adjustment to our rent caps. And at the moment, we have a situation whereby, you know, these funds, you know, which are somewhat sometimes referred to pejoratively, but in real terms...
They're referred to pejoratively as vulture funds routinely in the Dáil and in the media as well.
And we do not agree with that. These are pension funds. These are teachers' pensions and police pensions from the States that are just looking for a home, a long-term home, 30, 40 years for their money to get a steady return. And we've kind of turned our backs on them. We've called them all kinds of names. We've put rules in place to keep them out of the country. And meanwhile, the only people that are affected are our young people and other people that are trying to get rental homes in Dublin. So the apartments have not been addressed. We've known that the funds have left the country for the last 2 to 3 years. And yes, measures have been done, but it's not enough. We don't have enough money in the state, and we're building at the moment cost rental, fabulous job. Social housing, affordable housing, fantastic, but not enough. And our numbers are going to continue to fall in that regard.
So you're saying quite emphatically, talk of a target of 50,000 houses a year. That's for the birds at the moment, basically, is it?
We're not going to see that happening. You know, we're certainly going to see the housing is going to increase in terms of scheme housing. We're certainly going to see an increase that if to hit the 300,000 units, we have to...
This is 300,000 units over...
Sorry, until 2030.
2030,
right?
Yeah.
So that's 6 years, roughly 50,000 units a year, and we'll have to ramp up to that. We're not going to get from 30 to 50 overnight. And so the housing, we'd have to increase 16% year on year. Every year, we'd have to increase by 16%.
Okay, so we have a new housing minister coming in. And actually, as I think about it, we need to get him on the show as well to put these points to him because they're really important. What if he rang you up and said, Paul, I see this report, what do we need to do? What are the changes as far as you're concerned?
To address the issue with incoming investment, and it is to court that investment, right? These investment funds are global and they will go where they get the best return for their pension members, right? So they're only going to come to Ireland if they're sure that the regulatory environment is not going to change. We've referred to this before as a kind of closing doors policy. As soon as we've had something that started to work, co-living, build to rent, you know, rental in general, we start putting things in place. The opposition parties come in, start voicing the concerns, and the government side folds. We have to have strong leadership. And I think this is an opportunity for the incoming minister to actually make a stand and push through, not to just fold when the pressure comes on.
Is it a bit too glib to say we're letting great be the enemy of good? Is that where we're coming from?
There definitely is that case, you know.
Talk to me about planning logjams, because I have friends who are planners, and they say they tear their hair out whenever people say there isn't enough plan permission. They say there's like tens of thousands of plan permissions granted that aren't being acted upon. Mm. But is there an issue with planning as far as you're concerned?
There's still an issue with planning, right? And we did an analysis this year, and in one of our part of our report, in one of our info cards, we look at something called the planning mortality rate. And we looked at the fast track planning over the last, since 2018 to 2024. And we saw that roughly 200,000 applications came in. And after you went through judicial reviews and refusals and invalid and withdrawal and all the rest, you got down to 112,000. So now you've gone down to 56%. Now, if you look at how many are actually being built or commenced, it's only 40% of the applications. So we need 2.5 times. So if we want to build 50,000 units, we need applications coming in of 125,000 units. And we're nowhere near that.
Okay.
So to say that we're going to increase our numbers at the moment, it is bleak.
Do we need politicians to stop objecting to housing developments?
We need everybody to stop objecting.
Now, obviously, there are legitimate concerns.
Yeah, and there are schemes getting refused by the planners, and rightly so in some cases. And they're just ill thought out and not properly designed.
You mentioned infrastructure as a potential stumbling block as well. What's the problem there?
So we know, and I'm sure that lots of people on your show have come in, and lots of schemes that we have are stopped because ESB is not in place, or Irish Water isn't in place, or there's an issue with our transport. Right? We have to have joined up thinking here. We have called for a Minister for Infrastructure. We need a construction clearinghouse that is there clearing the logjams. There is no point having ESB in the field over here in Kildare and having water up in Louth, and neither site can continue. We have to have a coordinated, joined up approach to that.
Just finally, and in summary, 300,000 by 2030, can we get there? Is it still possible to get there?
I think it is possible, but we have to change what we're doing right now, and we need international funds.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Paul Mitchell, co-founder and director of Mitchell McDermott, co-author of that report. Ciara, I just think it's absolutely fascinating. Listen to that. No build to rent. We've driven that out wrong. Rent caps not working, driving out investment. The vilification of vulture funds. Do you know what strikes me about this? And like we chatted about it in the last hour. We've now got to the student union politics is driving everything in this country. It's driven our housing policy and we're cutting off our nose to spite our face. We have it in our attitude to data centres. We have it in our attitude to the Occupied Territories Bill. The way we're lecturing other countries about neutrality and NATO membership. I think other countries are getting sick of us. I think we're seen as po-faced, holier than now. And I also think we have taken for granted what has made us successful and that money is going to keep coming in from multinationals. Yeah. And we could be in for a massive fall unless we cop ourselves on
Trump,
and grow up.
Particularly in the era of Trump. Because, absolutely. By the way, I do think this, but you mentioned the Occupied Territories Bill. If it came to a choice for America between Ireland and Israel,
oh, we lose every time.
They will choose Israel every time. And the Occupied Territories Bill, and I understand why, and what's going on in Gaza is appalling, but the Occupied Territories Bill won't change what's going on in Gaza. Not at all, because aside from the fact that it's irrelevant to Israel, it's actually irrelevant to us. It's symbolic. We don't import practically anything from the occupied territories. All it will do is make it really difficult for American companies here to operate legally within their own frameworks. And it is foreign direct investments that keeps the lights on here, that keeps the social justice initiatives that we want to have, that keeps the health service running, that keeps, the public servants' pay packets landing every month. That's where our surplus comes from. And you're quite right. And it isn't just data centres. It's things like energy security. We talk a great game and we're terribly moralistic. And I think it's a hangover. I think when we were conservative, we were the most conservative. And we thought other countries were loose and immoral. And when we were liberal, we were like, oh, you're not pro minorities enough. Yeah. We're the most moralistic there. And now we feel that Ireland is the country that should hold Israel to account. When do we become the moral police? We're like the Catholic Iran. Anyway, let us know what you think.
087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.